what would you do for your child?
I don't know how you have my son telling my wife and I that if he went back and told his wife that he wanted to leave her, she'd go ballistic. She tells my family she tried to get back into the apartment, but the door locked behind her.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, the police did say the door was locked when they got there, didn't they?
No, they did not. Maintenance workers, they opened the door, it was open, and that's in their testimony.
When the truth is there, but they don't want to listen.
You know, hey, I told David, don't go back. I don't want you to get into it with her tonight. I said, you're not in any shape. Can you take a long break from your job tomorrow, get as much stuff, move home and then call her? You'll be in a safe environment. The next thing I know, my son is dead. Everything that this gal says, she's lying, and I don't say make that point lightly.
And she may have been a bad person. I'm not trying to defend her or approve of anything she did or didn't do, but...
And then you go back and look at the pictures and you say, there's no lighter there. And you know they're lying.
Was there any fire anywhere when you went in?
Yes. I see not a very big spot, but it was right there at the dishwasher. But I think we pretty much had the fire out before the fire department got there.
When something like this happens, our patrol officers try and get a statement from any witnesses or involved parties the night that it happened.
Did you make a statement to the police of the whole incident, or did you just basically clear out of there?
I cleared out of there. They never asked me for any type of statement, really, whatsoever.
The Stacked Deck, A Father's Fight for Justice, coming soon.